Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, the Trump 2.0 White House would supposedly bring in mass deportations, detention camps, and troops on the streets. He would even round up 11 million illegals. The people publishing this are probably trying to scare people into not voting for Trump. Meanwhile, what they don't understand is that this is actually an endorsement. That would be the only option if you don't want America to turn into a third world country or something that looks like South Africa. Moving on, speaking of illegals, and if you cheat getting into college, you go to jail. But if you cheat getting into America, you can go to college. Not to mention in many states you can get everything for free. Americans better get used to rising housing prices with millions of illegals coming in each year, and the construction companies not building enough supply anymore. I don't think there's going to be a housing crash. There'll most likely be a bubble like we see in Canada and Australia. Number three, women are ruining everything that men like, so you need to get ready for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. In this series, Leo uses his freshly manicured talons instead of the twin katanas. And Lizzo is going to be playing Master Splinter. Either that or a straight white guy. At this point, I'm no longer sure if this kind of thing is real or satire. I also heard that they're now in the process of rebooting Airwolf as well. Up next, there's a mall in China that offers husband storage where wives can leave their husbands while they shop. It has a lazy boy and a gaming system inside to help the husband pass the time. That's all good and well, but I was not aware that women in China were allowed to shop. They should also limo tint the glass. And please don't ask me why. Let's just say it might actually lead to a very sticky situation. Number 5, women say that all men cheat. But on the Maury Povich show, 90% of the men are not the father. Women say all men cheat because they're projecting their own behavior onto us. In reality, women are more likely to cheat. They just don't want us to say that first. The only reason women aren't caught cheating more is because they are better liars. Mandatory paternity tests would fix a lot of this, but women would never accept them. Moving on, most kids were introduced to death in this scene from The Lion King. For myself and others, though, it was when Murphy was taken out with a boomstick and then became RoboCop. That scene should have been called Goodbye Hand. I guess it was a bad week to work for Dick Jones and the OCP cops. I'll bet you he couldn't buy a new hand for a dollar. Number 7, isn't true that the real reason most women are single is because they're looking for a husband instead of a husband. That they can't seem to find a 6-foot-tall Chad Roan to give him the bone. Also, most of them only want a wedding and not the marriage. Up next, I think I'm going to also set my VPN location to the Middle East for the month of June. By now, June is almost done, and this year, I didn't see any rainbow logos online. Thank God. Obviously, they don't have Rainbow People Month in most of the Middle East. Number 9, we have a woman ending a man for $60, and then using the money to buy a chicken wing combo. Where is there a wing combo that costs $60? I guess inflation has been rough these days. 4 years ago, she still would have had $20 left over for some round green fruit, if you catch my drift. Sounds to me like these wings were to die for. She's probably going to use the Snickers argument in court and get the case thrown out by saying that you're not you when you're hungry. Case dismissed, Your Honor. Moving on, this guy says his wife wanted to open up their marriage and so he agreed. So he found someone and 2 weeks later, his wife wants to close it again. I guess she's worried he's going to leave her. Remember guys, once the door is open like that, usually it marks the end of the marriage. You can't put the toothpaste back in the bottle, or is it tube? But you know that this guy's wife will try. The only reason she opened up the relationship is because she wasn't counting on him getting any. Number 11, a man divorces his wife on the honeymoon after seeing her for the first time with no makeup. She looks like something out of A Bug's Life. I can't believe there's a woman under that forehead. She also kind of looks like the witch from the film The Dark Crystal. She knew that at some point, he would find out. She was hoping he had his love goggles on at that point. Someone posted this saying that she's absolutely beautiful. I'll bet you anything the husband lost it when she took her hair off. Up next, here's a rare snapshot of Chuck Norris arriving in kindergarten after dropping his parents off at work. But this isn't accurate. You see, because Chuck Norris was never a student. He started his academic career off as the school principal. He was also born with a beard, and the boogeyman was the one checking under his bed for Chuck Norris, instead of the other way around. Number 13 Moji shames broke guys by saying that they should be wearing leggings because pockets are useless to them. Jason then says, no wonder women wear them. He successfully sent her words packing back to her. Actually, women do have pockets on their jeans, but they're just painted on, so they look strong and independent, and like they can actually pay their own bills. Moving on, this is what dating apps look like for many guys today. You have single mothers, pregnant ladies, and fatzos. And women wonder why more men than ever are visiting the passport office to get one. The only thing missing from this image is more white babies. Men need to do themselves a favor and never download another dating app again. Number 15, this woman leaves her husband of 14 years for a stranger, only to be rejected by him. I guess things didn't actually go according to plan. Welcome to the reason that there are more single mothers out there than ever. She tried monkey branching to a higher branch, and it snapped. And then she fell to the bottom of the tree. Ouch. The way she looks now surprised anyone who will ever meet her standards ever again and take her. Up next, this single mother of 8 Africans says she doesn't care if people think that she's lazy, even though she's living off of government benefits. I also wonder if they're all from a different fathers. At least they all look like they're from the same dude, so I guess that's good. At least she's doing what other women refuse to do these days, which is to have kids. I'm glad that more women than ever are in the workforce. They also need to chip in to provide for her and her kids. Number 17, this Arizona woman accused of trying to end her husband by poisoning his coffee has been sentenced to 3 years of probation, all because of what's between her legs. If a man tried to do the same, he'd be sitting in a cell, soiling himself right now. I'm sick and tired of these double standards. If a man had done this, he would have gone away for at least 20 years. Was she crying when she was caught in the act to appear to be the victim? Moving on, meet the Boeing Employee of the Year. Gee, I wonder what his job title is. I don't know it, but he's definitely been putting work in 2024. Maybe he's an independent contractor, or maybe he's the CAO, Chief Assassin Officer. Number 19, do you find this attractive? The before yes and the after no. She went from being a 9 to a negative 2. Here you have yet another woman that turned herself into a man. They should do an American Gladiators remake and cast her in it. If you're attracted to the woman on the right, she looks like a man with a vagina. You're probably better off getting with Elliot Page instead. What a waste of an attractive woman. Up next, we have Dakota, and she's 23 and pregnant, and tired of games. Is it my imagination, or does she look like a goblin? I can just see the dynamics in that household. Once her son is old enough to talk, he'll say, "Mommy, Tony has been playing with my milkers again." She's also got so much of a forehead that it's actually a 5-head. Women have so many simps out there these days that they can portray themselves as a total bitch and still get a man. Number 21, resumes including they-them pronouns are more likely to get thrown in the trash. Of course they are, because their liability in misgendering someone in the office could actually cause a lawsuit. Not to mention that they're hard to work with. I wish gaming and movie companies would discard their resumes because they-them are ruining entertainment for everyone. This is the same as traps telling guys that they aren't gay. Moving on, she's a working girl, but she doesn't think that married men who sleep with her are cheating. Of course she doesn't, because she wants money. Plus, the New York Compost, who posted this story, is absolutely disgusting. They were probably paid by her to make this an advertisement. Number 23, we have a mouse trap, a bear trap, and a man trap. The only difference is that a man thinks he's going to catch the woman, but she ends up catching him with his own trap. Unlike the mouse trap, the woman gets the cheese while the man gets the trap. But it makes sense because most women do see men as pests. Remember that wedding rings are the world's tiniest handcuffs. Up next is Jessie Electric, and she says that she's 49 years old and has zero retirement savings and maybe $900 to her name in her checking account. She doesn't know what she's going to do, and she can't be the only one. She's going to be homeless in the next 10 to 20 years, when she can no longer work and her Social Security doesn't cover rent. Even if it could, it won't be there much longer, as it'll go bust in the next 10 years. Unless she latches her chesticles onto a man, there's no hope for her. But there are too many future homeless women to save, and the fastest growing homeless demographic is women over 50. There simply aren't enough simps to save those women. She should have married when she was 20 and had a family. Number 25 in the last one is the difference between a woman on girls' night out with her friends versus movie night with her man. She has to look her best when she goes out, because she might meet an even better man. The man she's with isn't going anywhere if he loves her, so she can let herself go around him. Men, on the other hand, will wear the same t-shirt for every occasion. What's also kind of creepy is she looks like Hayden Christensen with no makeup on. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.